My name is Annie Laubert, and I'm a champion survivor of trafficking to tell you that God can heal you from any hurt that's ever happened to you. If He can do it for me, He can do it for you too. Hi, friends. Welcome to Annie's Pink Chair, where we invite present, inspire purpose, and ignite passion in people's heart to spread God's love throughout the world. I have today part two with my friend Brian Chrysagas, and he's here all the way from Ohio, coming to Las Vegas in the studios. And last week, we talked about his history and how he's working with Hollywood. For the past 40 years, my friends, the favor of God came on him and his twin brother, Sean. They were ministering to Hollywood. And you're not going to believe this. They didn't even have to go to Hollywood. Hollywood came to them. So, Brian, welcome back. And I'm so happy you're here.
I'm thrilled to be here.
You're finally in the city of lights. The city of lights and grace and all those things.
That's right. And finally with you.
Yeah. And whatever happens here.
Stays here.
No.
No.
It goes all over the world because of my big fat mouth.
Well, that's good.
wait. My big pretty mouth. I was going to say, I had my glasses last week. I'm desperately seeking Jesus.
I love that.
Can you imagine? I came to Las Vegas to seek wealth.
That's beautiful.
And
God gave you a different type.
I wanted really, really, really to meet a rich guy that could like take me away. And it was before Pretty Woman came out with Julia Roberts.
Yes.
And Richard Gere was before that movie even came out. I was like so determined to meet someone that had money, which is the dumbest thing ever. See, the entire reason why though, my heart was so broken from my own father. My father, he did provide for our family, but not for me and us children. Like we didn't have college money, even though he spent it all.
That's terrible.
And I didn't know how to get a grant. Mm-hmm. Back then there were no internet. I mean, I didn't know how to pursue any type of financial help. We had free lunches. I was embarrassed to take a free lunch, so I hid my free ticket.
Wow.
And I would just starve during lunch when I was a teenager. It's crazy, right?
Yes.
We had government cheese. Anyway, all that to say, that's what one of my crutches was money. Because I felt like if I had money, I would be secure.
But it's deception.
It is.
Yeah.
Because deception. Money is paper.
Yes.
What's paper made of? Yeah. Wood.
Absolutely.
What's wood made of? Something God created.
Amen.
Since when can we trade a piece of wood? It's the value that we put in that piece of wood.
Absolutely.
In that paper. Absolutely. It's what we state is on that thing of trade.
Yes.
So how is gold so valuable? How are diamonds so valuable? How is paper so valuable?
Yes.
From paper that can disintegrate overnight to a diamond that can last forever.
Absolutely.
What are the difference between the two? It's the value that we put on it.
Absolutely.
And that's why I say about Jesus, his love is eternal. His light is eternal. His blood is eternal because his light and his love and his life is everlasting. It never gets snuffed out.
Amen.
These neon lights in Vegas and on the strip, you know, in fact, when you look up at the sky, if you're on the Las Vegas strip, you cannot see the stars because we light up the night so brightly that it blocks the light of the stars.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Well, all the glitters is in gold.
You know? Exactly.
All the glitters is not from God.
So I was talking earlier about and sharing about what God had put on you and your wonderful brother's hearts to reach Hollywood.
Yes.
Which is completely amazing because they came to you.
They came to us. You know what? It was funny. We always, because we were allergic, like I shared last time.
You guys were the bubble boys. And if no one's heard this, go back to the first episode, okay?
Yeah.
Y'all missed it. Go back and listen to what Brian shared.
Well,
you guys were the bubble boys.
We were sort of
the bubble twins.
The bubble twins. And what we did was we would watch television. And so we became a product of what God was already preparing us to love these people we were watching. Okay. And we would be working with these people we were watching.
I loved TV back then.
We did too. And we started praying over the people we started watching after we got saved. Our mother said, let's pray for this person. And she would pray for Eric Estrada. She would pray for Lindsay Wagner. She would pray for Stephanie Powers or whoever we're working with.
Heart to heart.
Heart to heart. Yes. And we ended up working with all these people.
Yeah.
And we ended up ministering to all these people. and the Lord was faithful.
Charlie's Angels.
That was our favorite, Charlie's
Angels. That was my favorite show as a teenager.
We
I had all
the
their
biggest
t-shirts.
Crush. Yeah.
At sparkly t-shirts said Charlie's Angels on it with the three women holding the guns.
Who was your favorite?
My favorite angel, okay, Farrah Fawcett was my favorite. I had the Farrah Fawcett doll. Number two is Jacqueline Smith.
Okay, well, see, you would be.
I love Cheryl Ladd too.
Yes, but see, Sean's favorite was Jacqueline Smith. He was so faithful with Jacqueline
Smith. I loved
her
hair.
He was so in love with her. And I was so in love with Farrah Fawcett and Cheryl Ladd. I had a crush on both those two. So we met Cheryl Ladd and Jacqueline Smith several times. And
what about
Kate Jackson? They're both believers. In Jesus.
Wow.
And then Farrah Fawcett got saved too.
Yeah.
So Sean's
an angel.
With Farrah, who's, yeah.
Okay, then, hold on. Let's stop
on that.
I'm going
a little too far ahead, right?
No, because listen, Sean is who?
Yes.
Your twin brother.
Yes, my twin brother.
And you guys were both born on March
16th. 16th.
That's your
1968.
Birthday. 1968. So you're my little baby brother because I'm a little bit older than you. Not much.
Not much.
Like I'm 6 months older than you.
Yes.
About.
Yes.
So Sean is not on this earth anymore.
No.
He's in another dimension.
Yes. Yes.
Super deep.
Yeah, it's very
okay. It's a deep thought because listen, Brian, I have been grieving my mother's death. I am now officially an orphan. She was my best friend. All the things. Can you take us to that day?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to hurt you by asking you to share this.
No, it's been 10 months.
I don't think that you've had a chance to share this yet.
No, I haven't. It's.
Are you ready to share?
You know, I love talking about Sean. I have to talk about him every day. But it is hard.
Yeah.
But yeah. He was my best friend.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have to pull myself together. But he was my best friend. We were inseparable.
Yeah.
And we did, we're both ordained ministers.
Yeah.
Okay, we were both ordained.
How old were you when you guys got ordained?
We were 21 years old. Yeah. And we got, thank you. And we got ordained through, I'm crying. Can men, they're not supposed to cry.
You can cry, my husband cries.
Well, they say men don't cry, but
no.
I miss you.
Yeah.
Godly men do. Jesus wept.
That's right. That's right.
So
that's
he was
that's
our example.
A two sentence scripture.
Amen.
Jesus wept.
Amen. He wept. And it says that he collects our tears, like I shared in the last one. And he has collected mine in big tubs. But I got to tell you.
probably more than tubs. I'm thinking
time.
Like a warehouse.
It is a warehouse. It's
of
a warehouse.
Tears.
And
oceans.
And Sean was, I would say he's the most godly man I ever knew. And that's coming from his twin brother.
Yeah. And you're his older brother. You were born
2 minutes.
And obviously, I don't know if he grabbed your heel or not. If there's a Jacob and Esau thing here at all, but it doesn't sound like there was.
No, we were never jealous of each other.
Jacob and Esau were... They fought.
No,
they
we never
young.
Fought. We loved each other so much. In fact, we worked so hard not to be compared because people over the 40 years of ministry, always the women were always trying to compare, oh, this one's this and this one's that. And we never wanted to be compared. So I got the long hair and dressed like the rock star. And Sean dressed, he was Mr. Pierce Brosnan type GQ model.
Yeah, shorter hair.
Yeah, and he always looked classy and tailored look. And I was the rock star. So,
did you cut your hair recently?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I will tell you, it has been 10 months of hell. And I say this because we as Christians do not prepare ourselves for a hell here on earth.
No.
But it is the only hell we will go through. I'm thankful. But it's been very difficult because we always hear all these preachers preaching the prosperity gospel.
Of course. And, or what about heaven? Like they act like they know what heaven is.
And there's no.
They've studied the scriptures for years upon years. And they talk about, oh, you need to go to heaven. It's like, okay, wait a minute. Do you even know what heaven is?
Absolutely.
So tell the experience because
Sean had lifted something at work. We were working at an extra job because in ministry, you know, it's pretty hard to just keep money in the ministry. And with the big events we were doing, the large events, we would do huge venues. And so we were working at this candy store, and Sean lifted something, and he couldn't breathe after he lifted this bag. And it was like huge, several of those. And he had to throw it in a dumpster, and he couldn't breathe when he came back in. And
it was hard for him to breathe.
It was very hard.
Wow.
And I wondered what happened. And I had taken him to a doctor, and they checked his heart and everything, and they didn't see anything. And we're assuming now, even though we said it was a heart attack, a massive heart attack, it was, I'm thinking it was a blood clot.
It could have been.
Yeah, because of the way he'd strained. But he, we were on the phone. It was early, it was June 13th. Mm-hmm. We're on the phone with a dear friend of ours, Jane Farrell from Farrell & Farrell, who's one of the Christian artists that we worked with over and over again, her and her husband, Bob Farrell. Uh-huh. And we were just sharing different things, and it was about around noon. And I went and I gave him a pill that the doctors gave him because he had some swelling, but nothing with his heart.
Where was the swelling at? Was it in his neck?
It was around his neck area.
Okay. Up in
his
chest area. So he must have strained something.
And so they said that his neck was supposed to be straight, it was supposed to be like this. It was supposed to be curved because all of our necks are a little curved, but it was straight up. So there was some swelling.
That's really odd.
Very odd.
It was his muscles pulling his neck back, maybe?
Yes, I think so. So when that happened, I went and gave him his pill, and then I walked into the other room. He walks in behind me. And when he walked in behind me, I turned to look at him, and he falls backwards. And I noticed his eyes went back. And then I saw him falling, so I was scared he was going to fall up against something and hurt himself. So I grab him, and as soon as I grab him and I put him down, he started gurgling. And I was like in this state of shock. I'm screaming like a chicken with my head cut off for the Lord to help me. And so that's I called 911, and he didn't come back.
Did they ask you to do anything?
They sent me out of the room.
Yeah.
And they.
How long had it taken to get there?
About 6 minutes.
Okay.
And Jane was still on the phone, so she heard everything. And she said, when they sent me out of the room and I'm screaming, they said he wasn't coming back. Yeah. So they took him to the hospital and everything, and they officially said he was dead. That was like.
Wow. It's unbelievable, right? Like. It doesn't make sense.
It makes no sense. We were, when you're doing something for the Lord, even though I never thought we were special, there's this feeling that
you are still. So I don't know why you didn't ever think you were special.
Well,
come on, dude.
We just did what the Lord called us to.
Right.
But at the same time, it was like, in some way, I thought this could not be happening. Right. God can't allow this to happen to a good person. So how in the world is this happening?
And that's a lot of Christians' questions. They ask why. And that's why a lot of people don't want to become a believer, because they don't want the trials to come.
No, the trials. No.
And
I wish this cup passed me by. And in these last 10 months, I can tell you, Annie, you've been there for me, which is a blessing.
I hope so. I've been praying and awesome too. I wish I could have came to the funeral.
It was amazing. It was a star-studded funeral, I can tell you. You sent a video. Sandy Patty sent a video. We had Lindsay Wagner there. Jennifer O'Neill spoke. Jas D'Elia from Dallas spoke. All these wonderful people. Leon Patello sang.
That we just talked to yesterday.
Yeah, he's wonderful. He sang. Scott Wesley Brown sang. Yeah. And Farrell & Farrell sang. And then we had just tributes from Eric Estrada, Catherine Hicklin, Catherine Bach. The list goes on. The people that we touched, they sent their condolences. And they all bragged about Sean and what we did in their lives. Russ Taff. Was such a blessing. He had sent something and talked highly. I mean, all of these people loved us in the industry.
I wanted to ask you, because this has not been easy.
It's been horrible.
And I want you to think about what would it have been like if he had died without Jesus.
Would have been horrible.
And you guys both not serving Jesus, how much different would this be?
I would have never been able to make it. You know, that is the hope of our calling in Christ Jesus, knowing that we have an eternal
place. So I'm going to ask you something really, really hard.
Yeah.
You told me a really disturbing story about when you were grieving. At the height of your grief, what you tried to do.
Are you willing
to share that?
Yes.
Or not?
Oh, absolutely. If it helps somebody else, there has to be a reason why I'm still here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was asking questions, and I'm an ordained minister. I should know all the answers, but I don't.
Right, right.
And I started studying the Bible, and I couldn't even read the Bible, to be honest with you. I mean, I was so angry at God, and
yeah.
I was so angry that I. You know, the one thing I didn't do was curse him. I never used bad words to yell at him. But I yelled, and I laid before him screaming, and I searched the Bible, even though I couldn't read it. I was trying to find answers, and I was just so angry. And people would give me scriptures, and I would be angry. They gave me the Job story, and I hate that book. I really can't stand it. And it's the most miserable book. But it talks about—
Thanks for being honest.
Yeah, it talks about— His 10 children that he lost.
Yeah.
And the Christians, the pastors teach it wrong. They teach that he got blessings for his faithfulness.
They see the end of it.
They see the end of it. And
which
to
is
me,
not.
It's not blessings. I'm sorry, you can't replace what you lost.
Right.
I mean, I can't replace
So what did you try to do?
So I tried suicide. And I had actually gone to several pastors for answers. And they didn't know anything about heaven. They said, well, he's worshiping Jesus. You know, and, you know,
we talked about this. This does not sound like, hey, you're going to worship Jesus 24/7. What does that mean? What does that look like?
Possible. Yeah. So I said, then they said, he's in a better place. I said, oh, really? So tell me what about that place. Tell me about it. They didn't know. They said,
well, he couldn't give you any description.
Nothing. And I said, all these years, I've known exactly what he was doing. I mean, exactly. We lived under the same roof. I knew what he was doing when I wasn't even seeing him.
Right, right.
I just knew everything about him. And that I had such guilt that he died because I couldn't see he was sick. Why didn't I see it? So because of that guilt, I couldn't deal with my guilt. And guilt is something that will drive you to your death. And when you get into those depression, well, I was in such heavy depression that I thought my life's not worth anything. I can't get answers from the church. Worshiping Jesus is a prisoner. It's not a heaven that I dreamed of. What is eternal life? Because it has to be better than this place. So he has to be doing something. You know, he can't be just worshiping Jesus. It should be about fellowship. I don't get that. I mean, really, I'm upset with the church.
Holding his hand. Oh, you're like, what?
Basically, that's it.
Oh, is he worshiping Jesus? What?
I mean, think about that. It's like he's brainwashed because he's worshiping Jesus.
Stuck in a painting somewhere,
yeah.
Going like this.
And that's not the way it should be. I mean, if eternal life is eternal, that is better than here, and Jesus went to the cross for that, he's not a narcissistic God that wants our worship. He wants our fellowship. That's what I believe. But the church isn't saying that. So I was so depressed, I went to a tarot card person. And I know that's demonic.
I mean, that's in the Bible.
It is.
I
really
mean, it's not
demonic.
Like you're trying to play it out, but yeah,
no,
it happened
demonic,
there.
And I wouldn't suggest it, but I was really desperate, and I wanted to know about Sean. Yes. And I'm ashamed of myself for doing it, but you know what?
This is a great story. Please share.
I was driven by guilt. I was driven by depression.
And you wanted to know, and you had no answers from
the
church.
No, and they wouldn't even give me medicine. I mean, I went to grief share. They gave me no answers, and they gave me no hope. I went to a Christian therapist, nothing, wonderful man, but I couldn't get free from this guilt, and I couldn't get medicine. So I became an alcoholic. I was drinking and drinking, and I drank bottles. That's that big of bottles. I started with the small ones, and then I read how long will it take me to die. So I started drinking bottles this big, and I would drink a bottle and a half a night of wine. And I was just drunk all the time.
So what did the tarot card lady tell you?
And she said that Sean misses me, that I will be with him soon next year. And this was last year. And I said, I want to be with him now. I said, I don't want to be with him next year. How long will it be? So she pulled three more cards and she said, well, Brian, you need to do a sacrifice. That's what the cards show me. And I said, well, like a sacrifice of praise? She says, no, a sacrifice of finances. So she asked for $2,000. She said, I like you. I'm giving you a discount. I'll speed up your death. And give me $2,000. So I did. And I gave her $2,000 and I said, well, I want to die before Christmas. So she says, okay, December 23rd, you'll die. And, you know, as crazy as it sounds, I couldn't think on anything but death. I wanted to die. You know, I, when a person just lives and dwells on the loss, and it was a demonic force pushing me all the way. Well, December 23rd comes, I'm still alive, and I didn't die. And so I wrote her, and I was not the most Christian person. I was still drunk. I was drinking constantly without people knowing. I was just one of those that, you know, I hit it well.
Right.
So I wrote her and I said, you took all my money. How dare you? And I was in grief. I want my money back. And then this other guy who is a friend of hers says, she didn't do it right. She didn't send you the bottles that were supposed to go with it. And they were going to put poison and potions inside there. And they actually, it's voodoo. And they were actually going to kill me. So he says, I'll send it to you. And he sent me videos of him dipping it in this water and this, and putting the curse over top of these two things. And, then a candle that he had woven stuff around. And he said he had like six other people he was doing this to. So they make a living, doing voodoo on people who are, depressed and want to die. And he showed me several pictures of other ones that he killed. So they have done this before.
What?
Yeah. So, cause he wanted to prove that he has that power. And, so I, thought, okay, this one's going to work. So I paid him $2,000 and
so you're into it $4,000.
$4,000. Yeah. And I was, that's the only thing I was living for. Right. I was living for me to see Sean again.
Living to die to
living
see Sean
to
again.
And I thought, well, if I commit suicide, it might be a sin. me being a former Catholic, I thought this would be a sin. I can't do it. But as a Christian, I was like, okay, Lord, you know my heart. And you know my, you know, you look at the heart and you look at the insanity that I'm in.
Yes.
So I hope that it's okay. You know? Mm-hmm. And then I thought, well, just in case, I'm not going to miss heaven on technicality. I'm going to hire somebody to kill me.
So it's technically not you.
It's not me. But you can't
think straight. We're laughing now, but.
But you can't think straight, Annie.
Nope.
I mean, because depression.
Grief is so
it's
strong.
It's a demonic force.
It is.
And once it takes you over, there's no coming back.
Oh, my gosh. What is driving the grief so much? It's the shame and the guilt.
Yes, it was the shame and the guilt. And I was like, oh, he was the one who should have lived. Why is it me?
You know, I hate to do this, too. We have 3.5 minutes left.
Okay. Well, all of a sudden, they sent me the bottles and everything. I got them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, voodoo is real. It's real demonic. And I almost died in my room with these bottles.
Wow.
And if I lit them, they said, well, if you don't light them in 7 days, if you don't light it up, you'll go mad. So one way or another, and then they said, but all your organs will start shutting down and everything while they're in the room. So it was very demonic. I had to get rid of the stuff because God still was working on my behalf in my stupidity because I was so scared that I could become still alive, but things shut down and then I'm going to have to pay the consequences for that, you know, because if I don't die, you know. So my answer to all of these people who want to commit suicide, don't do it because you may not kill yourself. On top of it, it's not God's way.
No.
And he has plans for you and purposes. And there's a scripture in Isaiah that says, I will give you treasures in the darkness.
Right.
In the darkness.
Yeah.
What is depression? It's darkness.
Yeah, darkness.
But yet the Lord seeks us in the darkness, and he will find us in the darkness. And he has a plan and a purpose for our life, whether we see it or not.
Yeah.
And until he decides to take us, he's going to keep us here until then. And I see so many people just walking around grieving. But I also want you to know that I have done an in-depth study. And if you are going through what I am going through, Pastor John Burke wrote a book, Imagine Heaven. The most inspiring book I've
love
ever.
Love it. I have it.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
It is the best book. And I wanted to do a conference with Pastor John Burke, and I'm going to do one.
Shout out, John Burke. Shout
He's
out
wonderful.
To y'all.
I love him dearly. And he has been on the phone. He's been on my speed dial.
Wow.
I have been calling him, and he's been ministering to my heart.
When did you surrender back to Jesus?
Really, it's been just the last
day to day, huh?
Yeah, it's every day, basically.
I hate to say it, it's every day. Give these people hope, because look, there's your camera. You talk to them, because Brian, they might be in the same place you are right now.
If you're in the same place, I have to tell you, it's a daily struggle. It's a daily battle. And the Bible tells us that choose you this day who you will serve. So it's a daily battle. But the only thing I can tell you is that when Jesus was about to take the cup of going to the cross, he even said, if I could, let this cup pass from me. Jesus knows our pain. And I didn't understand. It says he was acquainted with our grief. He was a man of sorrows, mm-hmm. acquainted with grief. So he actually took every single pain that I ever had. I kept yelling, Lord, you don't understand. Mm. My bond with my brother was so inseparable. How could you do this? How could you let this happen? And then several times I was reminded that Jesus left his father. He left his father.
Yeah.
And he left what he was in heaven. And if you really think about it, he was Son of God. But he left Son of God and he became Son of Man here. So he was sort of like a twin himself, okay? Because there's two.
Son of God and Son of Man in one. And a triplet, too.
A triplet.
Well, Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Yeah, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. And he had to leave and his father turned his back on him while he was on the cross, okay? So we may feel abandoned like Jesus did, but he took all of it to the cross. And if Jesus could do it, it's as if he could overcome the world, then we could too. And that is like a daily reminder. Mm. I have to keep reminding myself myself because I can't get through it without Jesus. And there's still things that go through my head and I have to keep rebuking them. And every time I think of Sean, I want to cry. You see that? But you know what? The Lord is good. He puts people in your life. And as I said, the actors, it's amazing. These actors that we brought to know the Lord, they have been faithful. They write me all the time, see how you're doing. I'm here for you. You call me if you need me.
Yeah.
You know, and some of the Christians just forget. Some of the church people forget.
Exactly. I wanted to say, because we have to go, Brian, Sean is watching this right now.
Amen.
He's with us. And Jesus is so proud of you. And you will see him again. I know it. And I'll get to meet him too. I'm so excited for that day. But thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me. And I'm sorry for all the tears.
I'm not sorry. So do not be sorry for this at all. This is beautiful. And you're giving people hope. And so where can people get a hold of you?
Call me look me up on Facebook.
Website, go ahead.
Facebook under Brian Chrysagas or Brian Z. Chrysagas, or look up the Chrysagas Brothers on the web, and you'll find our official website, and you could contact me.
You'll see it on the screen as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And everyone, thank you so much for coming on my show today, Annie's Pink Chair. Please, if you need help, there is a suicide hotline. It's on the screen. It'll be in our notes for the podcast. Please call that number. Jesus loves you. God has a plan for your life. And I want to thank you for joining us today on Annie's Pink Chair. I'll see you next time.